71 years old. As a special treat, my dainty cat brings me birds. Birds she has stalked, surprised, slain. A bird who had been quietly contemplating why the pate of a perplexed poet was a tempting target for bird shit, or one who had been gently pursuing a worm of her own. When I was 30, 40, or even 45, I thought my death would be like that bird's, contemplating revolution one moment, then shot or clubbed by a cop at a demo, while still thinking of the old mole burrowing its way beneath a fatal civilization. But at 71, I now only contemplate revolution, limited by obligations and by a faulty imagination that knows not what to do. So my balding head merely poses a bullseye for geese honking ever overhead. Rarely do I contemplate billy clubs or bullets giving my brain its final pink slip. Nor does the bird contemplate